text. Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. The Seattle Skyline. Title, Christmas Connection.
Like Christmas.
Public market sign. Credits, Brooke Burns, Tom Everett Scott. Casting by Carmen Kottak. Music by Corey Allen Jackson.
With candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to
a busy street outside Macy's. A woman pulls a suitcase along the snowy sidewalk.
Anyway, these two passengers were the nicest, most upstanding people ever that you could imagine. But there they were, like two little kids fighting over an armrest. So what did you do? What could I do with the Christmas travel season in full swing? I negotiated a truce over Tulsa, and by the time we made it to St. Louis, they had a date planned for New Year's Eve.
You're a legend.
What can I say? I know how to deal with even the most troublesome travelers. Wow, what is the rush? I never understand why people get so crazy at this time of year.
Maybe because not everyone jets off to some amazing corner of the world every Christmas. I mean, what is it for you this year? Jingle bells in Jamaica? Or no, it's fruitcake in Finland.
A bikini in Bali.
Sydney.
I know, all I have to do is just make a few tight connections after this last flight, and I will be on a white sandy beach until New Year's.
You're my hero, I think.
Why not? A book and a beach chair in the tropics suits me just fine. Oh, boy. Oh, we should catch our flights.
She raises hand.
Taxi!
Text, directed by Stephen R. Monroe. A plane flies over the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. It lands on the tarmac. Sydney walks through the airport and approaches a man at the help desk.
Hi, Ted. I'm here for 325.
Great. Sydney, you have an unaccompanied minor into Chicago. She just cleared security.
Okay, great. Thanks.
By the way, my spies in HR said your interview went great.
Fingers crossed. I know they're going to make the decision soon.
Posting in Rome would open up a whole new continent to you.
Let's just hope that my dream job isn't just a dream, you know? I mean, everybody wants Rome.
Yeah, but not everybody's learning Italian and working as hard. I mean, if anyone deserves it, it's you.
Carrie, if I don't see you before Bali, Merry Christmas.
Same here. Think of me when you're relaxing on some tropical beach and I'm working the red-eye to be.
They embrace.
Oh.
See you soon.
You bet.
Okay.
Safe travels.
Thank you. Thanks, Ted.
Sydney continues down a hallway and enters a glass elevator. She presses a button and the door closes. She walks through an empty airplane.
Buon Natale.
Buon Natale. Buon Natale. Buon Natale.
This is my first time traveling alone.
Now we're ready to go to Chicago because the most important passenger on the flight just arrived.
This is Leah. She's flying home to Dad after seeing her grandparents.
Hi, Leah. My name is Sydney. It's nice to meet you.
Leah smiles.
She's a little nervous.
Thanks, Ted. I've got it from here.
Ted leaves.
You don't look that nervous to me. In fact, you look like someone who knows that her private flying carpet is ready to take her home.
Let's get you settled.
And your backpack. Thank you. So how was your visit with your grandparents?
Pretty good.
Yeah? I bet your grandma made you all your favorite food. And your grandpa told you lots of funny stories?
Yeah.
Well, mine won't be quite as good, but I can get you food and tell you stories too if you'd like, just after all the rest of the passengers take their seats, okay? And then, later, when the seatbelt sign goes off, we can go up front and take a peek at the view. Yeah? Now, we may not have Santa's reindeer power under the hood, but how would you like to fly almost as fast? Buckle up, okay? I'll be right back. Hello. How do you do?
Hello.
Sydney stands and leaves. The plane flies through the air.
So, Leah, what's your favorite part of Christmas?
I think decorating the tree.
In that case, I have an idea.
I bet you we have the only Christmas tree at 35,000 feet.
Unless Santa had one on his sleigh, but I doubt there's room for all the presents.
That's a good point, but I like the way you're thinking.
Sydney, what does UM mean?
UM means unaccompanied minor, or a kid that's brave enough to fly all by herself.
Dad wanted to come, but he had a deadline from his editor at the paper.
Mm.
Want to see the Christmas present I made him?
I do.
I made it for him. Grandma. I hope he likes it.
Oh, he is gonna love that. It's beautiful. What a treasure. You must have had a great visit with your grandparents.
Yeah, I even got to try my mom's old roller skates.
Oh, wow.
My mom's an angel now.
Leah looks down. Sydney leans in close.
You know what? My mom's an angel now, too. But she's always watching over me, just like your mom's always watching over you.
Leah looks up and smiles at Sydney.
And speaking of angels, you know what our Christmas tree needs? Wings.
A pin.
Something.
Flight attendant pins on cup tree.
What do you think?
It's perfect.
It is perfect.
She looks up.
All right, Leah, I have to do the food service now. In the meantime, Matt, just enjoy the view.
Sydney smiles and stands. Leah looks out the plane window. Clouds up above her, land below. Sydney leads Leah down a hallway with luggage.
Hurry, Sydney, hurry!
Wow, you're even faster than I am. Excuse us. I didn't even think that was possible.
Leah stops and looks around.
Daddy's not here.
No? Well, I'm sure it's just a delay. Hang on one second. Excuse me, I know you've got your hands full. I just have a UM here. She's supposed to be meeting her dad. Have you heard anything?
Just got a text. Security's backed up. He'll be here soon, hopefully.
Security's backed up, so he'll just be a little bit longer, okay? No worries.
You gotta catch another flight, don't you?
I do. I'm sorry, sweetheart.
Slide me her paperwork and park her in that chair. I'll do the handoff.
Thank you.
Drops bag. She picks up the child's things. A photo of Leah with her dad in a homemade frame.
See him? Mm-hmm.
Sydney helps her gather art supplies.
You know what? I'm feeling pretty exhausted from losing at hearts to you all day, so I think I'm just gonna catch my flight tomorrow.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
She smiles and nods.
I'm telling you, reindeer-powered or not, there's no way that Santa's sleigh doesn't have landing lights. It's gotta be an FAA rule.
Leah smiles.
What do you say we go and get some hot chocolate while we're waiting on your dad?
Deal?
Deal.
They bump fists.
Yeah. Daddy!
Hey, monkey.
Hugs and kisses her.
Hey.
Daddy? You're late.
I know, I'm sorry. My lucky pen's not so lucky today. I forgot I had it in there. Setting off the metal detector.
Oops.
Daddy's a reporter.
Oh, is that right?
This is my new friend, Sydney. She sat with me the whole flight and gave me a front row seat.
Wow, that was sure nice of her.
And we played foosball with peanuts, and we built a Christmas tree out of coffee stirrers and sizzle sticks.
We did. Swizzle sticks, we did.
Yes, perfect. I figured as much.
They both chuckle.
I know this sounds crazy, but I do need to actually ask you for a photo ID before the airline can officially release this little charmer. Thank you.
She inspects ID.
Jonathan Murphy. It's official.
All right. Thanks so much for taking care of Leah. The holidays can be kind of a tough time for us, so... You really put a smile on her face.
Oh, sure. It was my pleasure. She was great. Leah, you have a Merry Christmas, okay?
You all set, kiddo?
Actually, Daddy, Sydney and I were just going to get hot cocoa. Can we still get some?
Well, actually, I have a lot of work to do, and we got the family coming over tonight, so...
Yeah, and I have to get a hotel room, right?
Daddy, where's Bali?
Bali? Asia, I think. Why?
Because Sydney missed her flight to Bali for me.
Bali, really? Are you kidding? I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. It's okay.
You told me always to say thank you when people are nice. Don't we at least owe Sydney a cocoa thank you?
Sydney grins. He smiles.
Yeah. Cocoa it is.
No, you really don't have to do that.
Oh, trust me. I do.
He does.
Rolls eyes.
Okay.
You're getting a cocoa.
Apparently I am. Okay.
A city skyline at sunset. Hundreds of people ice skate in an outdoor rink near large city buildings. A silver car pulls away from the Fairmont. Sydney approaches table.
Okay, all checked in. This hotel always holds a few open rooms for flight crew, which is lucky for us because the restaurant serves the best hot chocolate around.
I see.
They all sip from mugs. Leah takes several large gulps of the hot chocolate.
Oh boy, it might be very good.
She sets down mug and stands up.
Daddy, slow down.
This Christmas tree.
Rocket fuel.
That's okay? She's good.
Yeah, I can see her.
So you're a reporter?
I'm a columnist now these days, but I used to be an investigative reporter. Then I needed to work from home more, so I started a column in the paper instead.
Oh, really? What's it called?
It's called Chicago Stories. Great excuse for me and Leah to get out and chase down adventures all over the city. Be cool. But right now, I have a new editor, and she wants to use the space for ad sales, so I'm like, if you see beads of sweat on my forehead, it's because I've got writer's block and a deadline for a great Christmas story this week.
I totally get it. If I miss a deadline, 300 people might miss their vacations.
Right. Sorry about the whole Bali situation.
Oh, no, it's fine. I'm sure I can fly out tomorrow with a few creative connections.
Christmas in Bali. That's cool. But are you going to miss a regular Christmas?
Oh, gosh, not a chance. No, it's the best time to travel. Christmas Day, the airports are a breeze.
But caroling and snowball fights and snow, I mean, come on.
I guess Christmas just isn't really that big of a deal to me. And I like how no 2 days are ever the same.
I like 2 days the same if they're good days.
But don't you miss, like, adventure?
Well, I think I've got enough adventure with this little monkey. So, where do you call home?
I live in California. But actually, I was born and lived here in Chicago until I was 6.
Local girl.
Yeah, I guess.
What part of the city?
North side, maybe? Does that make sense?
Yeah, but do you know what school you went to?
Shakes head.
Any other details? Streets?
I'm not really sure. Details are kind of hazy.
You remember any stores you went to? Sorry, I'm totally grilling you. That's a... Sorry. Old reporter habits die hard.
No, it's fine. I carry gum for takeoff and landing, even when I'm not flying.
Wait a minute. Can't your parents tell you where you lived?
No. They passed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I grew up with my grandparents in California. So Chicago is pretty much a blank slate.
It's a great place.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see it more, you know, if I was ever here for long enough. Actually, my parents met here over Christmas time.
What?
Yeah.
Really? How?
I don't really know the details, actually.
Not even a clue? I mean, can you just... I'm just desperate for stories, especially this week. But it sounds great. Did your grandparents ever...
I'd love to help you. I know my grandparents said that they met here during college. And, actually, this is from the Christmas when they met. Oh. Yeah, there's pictures of them in here from that time. I've always been really curious about more of that story. But, I'm sorry, it's probably too much information.
No, not enough information. Do you mind? Can I see the photos?
Oh, no, I'll show them to you.
Yeah, don't break it on my account.
There we go. That's Mom and Dad.
Wow, cool photos.
Thank you.
Sorry. The ghost of Deadline's future. Should probably grab Leah and get out of here.
Yep.
Hey, buddy, you ready?
Coming, Dad.
Leah, I feel like I'm always saying goodbye to you.
Then let's say it in another language.
That's a great idea. Arrivederci.
Ooh, what's that?
I put in for a job posting in Rome, so I've been brushing up on my Italian. Fingers crossed.
Arrivederci, Sydney.
Very good. Well done. Et buon Natale.
What's that?
It means Merry Christmas. You have fun with your cousins, okay?
I will. Bye, Sydney.
Bye, sweet girl. And good luck on your deadline.
Thanks. Enjoy your tropical Christmas.
Will do.
Sydney smiles. Jonathan and Leah exit the lobby as they hold hands. Sydney smiles at them and pauses for a moment. At nighttime.
What if I connected through Oakland and then I hopped the Bali flight from SFO?
Sorry, Sydney, but between the weather and the holidays, right now it's all completely full. Look, let me check around and try to work some magic, okay? I'll call you back.
Okay, thanks for trying, Anya. I owe you big time.
She hangs up her phone and puts her purse on the bed. Leah's handmade framed photo in her purse. She holds a snowball up to her dad's face with a grin.
Hey, Anya, it's Sydney again. Can I borrow your computer skills one more time? Yeah, I need to track down a passenger. It's important.
Sydney gets out of the Chicago Taxi Company taxi and walks along a shoveled sidewalk to a large house with lush Christmas decorations.
Wow, these people are not kidding around.
She walks up to the front door. Numerous evergreen trees with lights and ornaments. A large wreath above the front door and in every window. She knocks on the door.
Hang on a sec, there's someone at the door. Hi.
Hi.
Sydney, what are you doing here?
I'm so sorry. I tried calling, but your phone kept going to voicemail.
Yeah, my battery keeps going.
Oh, I'll be quick. I just have something of Leah's.
Oh, I'll call you right back.
Sorry.
Oh.
Hi.
Ooh, Sydney. What's that?
Something special that I thought you might be missing.
Sydney, you found it.
Yeah.
Is that my gift for Daddy?
Yeah, I think somehow it got into my things when your bag spilled.
You wrapped it up so pretty.
Actually, the concierge at my hotel wrapped it up so pretty because gift wrapping is not my specialty.
Oh my gosh, thanks for running it all the way down here.
Oh, goodness sakes, Jonathan, invite the poor girl in.
Right. Yeah, he's totally right. You should come in. We're just trimming the tree.
No, thank you so much. I have a cab waiting.
Not anymore.
The taxi drives off.
Oh.
Look, come in, have an eggnog. I'll call you another cab.
Come on in, Sydney. Let's have some fun.
She smiles. Sydney smirks.
Why not?
She turns and grabs the door behind her to shut it. Their entire house is extravagantly decorated.
Oh, what's going on here?
Getting ready for Christmas, of course.
Yeah, my family's like a human advent calendar. We throw an event every day leading up to Christmas. Today is tree decorating day at my house.
Oh, gosh, look, I don't want to intrude.
No, you're not intruding. You're saving the day, actually. Leah's been upset ever since she unpacked. Now I know why.
Well, between you and me, she worked really hard on her present for you.
Oh, we don't do Christmas halfway in this family.
I noticed.
She nods.
So any word on the Borneo flight?
Bali.
Bali.
Just waiting on a jump seat. I'm expecting a call any minute.
Okay. Oh, I gotta take this, actually. This is my editor. Meanwhile, Leah will give you a tour of the house.
Hey.
Merry Christmas.
Oh.
Welcome.
A man puts reindeer antlers on her head.
That was Uncle Arthur.
Okay.
And that's Daddy's sister, Robin, over there. Great Aunt Linda will be here soon. Oh, there are my two cousins. And here's Grandma Fiona and Grandpa Tom.
Oh.
You must be that lovely angel that Leah's been telling us about. She hasn't stopped talking about that nice flight attendant she met on the plane.
So, Sydney, are you married?
Of course she's not married. Do you see a ring?
Not all married ladies wear rings.
And how do you know that?
And not all married ladies are suspicious of every time their husband opens their mouth.
My parents made a promise never to go to bed angry, so they usually been awake for 3 days straight.
Sydney turns to face Jonathan.
Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney, we could use more hands here to string popcorn. This one eats more than he threads.
Sorry, I know. My family can be a bit much.
They're fine.
She turns as a woman enters.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, I missed you all!
Hey, Aunt Linda, you actually don't know her yet.
Hi, I'm Sydney.
Linda.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, everybody! Hello!
So nice to see you guys.
Get off here. Let's go.
The house is trimmed with soft yellow lights on the roof and in the windows. The family string lights on a Christmas tree.
Let's go! Perfect!
Ta-da!
She clasps hands.
Oh, except I think I strung the lights with the plug on top. You don't happen to have an outlet in the ceiling or...
No.
Don't. I'm not very good at this. I don't really do traditional Christmas.
No,
not my thing.
That was kind of obvious. I think we're just going to blame it on the jet lag.
Yes.
I think that's your cab.
And I'm going to go in it before I do any more damage here. So thank you guys so much. It was nice meeting you. Aha, there's the airline calling now. Hi, Anya. What's the word? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, just let me know if anything changes. Thanks.
Success?
No luck yet. Seems that every jump seat to Bali is booked until Christmas.
Jonathan, we can't have her stranded over Christmas.
Oh, no, really, I'm totally fine. I have tons that I can do while I'm here. I've got my Italian tapes, and trust me, I could use the practice. But a seat will become available anytime.
Yeah?
Yes. No, really.
I think maybe we could help each other out.
How's that?
I need a story, and you got a story. You know how your parents met on Christmas.
Yeah, but I mean, I barely even know that story.
No, I know. That's what's so interesting about it. And you said that you wanted to see more Chicago when you had the time.
Yeah, but...
Well, now you got time. Look, hometown girl tracks down her parents' holiday romance. That is perfect for my Christmas column.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. Yeah, romantic stories set against the backdrop of Christmas. Plus, you said you wanted a little adventure.
Of course, but I mean, I didn't mean like...
Okay, full disclosure, I've already pitched the idea to my editor, who's turned down all my other ideas, and she loves this one.
You did what?
Yeah, sorry about that. But listen, maybe we could have a win-win, okay? I could help you find your story, and you could help me, keep my job.
He closes eyes and shakes head.
Okay.
Perfect.
Deal.
We'll start tomorrow. I'll go down in the archives of the paper and see if they can find any information on your folks. We'll have to scan those photos in your lock because those are our first lead.
Sydney?
Oh.
Don't forget these.
Antler headband.
Can't forget those. Adorable.
She fixes her hair with a grin. The taxi parked outside. She gets in. The entire family waves.
Oh, what did I just agree to?
She waves back to everyone. She grins as the taxi pulls away. The city skyline at daytime. Thick clouds hang in the sky. People ice skate in the outdoor rink near large city buildings. A massive skyscraper. Leah and Jonathan enter through a revolving door into a lobby. Sydney leaves elevator to greet them.
Wow, the whole team is here bright and early.
You still game?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's either this or practicing my Italian with Lorenzo.
Lorenzo?
Oh, I downloaded an Italian tutor. And turns out he's pretty tough on conjugating verbs.
Oh, I see. Before we get started, Leah has something for you.
Since we're going to be your tour guides while you're here...
U-G.
Unaccompanied grown-up.
She laughs.
That's amazing. Nice work. Thank you.
And I took the liberty of printing this up. So if we can just find where in Chicago these photos were taken, I think we can probably figure out where their paths crossed. And I have a pretty good idea where to start.
So we're actually doing this?
Yeah. Well, I promised my editor a Christmas column, and a deal's a deal. It's only my job on the line. Okay. Oh, but first things first. Ready?
Yes.
I'll take that.
Leah, I love my sign. I won't get lost wherever we go.
Text, the most magical Christmas market. Gifts, home, artisans, food. Sydney, Jonathan, and Leah walk through the Christmas market.
Hey, look, man, fruitcakes right there. We're going to take a couple of these fruitcakes, okay?
What exactly does this have to do with our mission?
Nothing. My family's having a dinner tonight at my sister Robin's house, and I know enough not to show up empty-handed.
Look, Daddy! Cuckoo clocks!
She points to the booth.
Leah seems to know her way around here pretty well.
Yeah, she's got her mom's energy and kindness. If I can keep up. Here, will you hold these for me, please?
Oh, hey. Sure.
Thanks. Oh, hey, can I get 3 pounds of bratwurst, please?
Ew. Bratwurst, huh?
Christmas tradition.
To each his own.
You ever feel like you're missing out by traveling over the holidays?
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? I've been to Christmas Mass in Salzburg Cathedral, and I've seen real reindeer in Russia. I mean, why would you ever want to stay in one place when you can travel the globe?
To celebrate Christmas.
But I do celebrate. I just
celebrate all over the world. I mean, at the end of a day on the slopes, I come home, I've perfected the hotel room Christmas. You can make a Christmas tree out of hangers, you put the little tiny pillow mints underneath, and then you hang a big old do not disturb sign on top. It's great.
Why am I not surprised? So, no hanging stockings?
Out to dry on a balcony in Venice.
Or feeding reindeer at a local Santa's village?
That I've never done. But I've run with the bulls in Spain.
Okay, message received. Hey, Stan, can I get a couple of these wreaths here? And, here. I also got a question for you. You're an arborist, right? Can you tell me what kind of trees those are in the background?
A vendor inspects pictures.
I'd say those curved branches are Fraser firs.
Do you know anywhere around here that I could get those?
Christmas tree lots, but these are rare. I remember one place that sold them.
He shakes head.
Sorry, it's been years.
No problem. Thanks. Okay, not a slam dunk, but we have our first lead, Fraser firs.
Right, that narrows it down to a larger part of the world. Are you sure that you're an investigative reporter?
So I'm a little rusty. What? Oh, getting sidetracked here. Okay, what's your favorite Christmas dessert?
Mine? Why?
Aunt Linda wants to know. So, you don't have dinner plans for tonight. Lorenzo does not count.
No, but I'm not going to intrude on your family again.
I don't want to go afoul of Aunt Linda. I mean, if you do, that's on you.
Oh, well, then we should let Sleeping Reindeer lie.
That's a smart choice. Besides, my family really likes a good Christmas mystery. It could probably help us out. Ugly Christmas sweaters.
The three of them get out of Jonathan's gray SUV.
You got the wreath there?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. I apologize in advance.
For what?
For whatever's about to happen.
Okay.
They approach Aunt Linda's front door. Her sidewalk is lined with large ornament and light-covered Christmas trees. Linda opens the door.
You could join us. Come in, come in.
Thank you.
Hugs Jonathan.
Glory to the newborn king.
Okay, all right, then I'll scoot over here and wreck
console. And sit on my left because that's my handsome side.
Join the triumph of the sky.
He said that same thing in time for 61 Christmases.
Tradition.
Oh, tradition. I don't know if you've noticed, but my dad's a bit of a character.
Okay. I would like to welcome our surprise guest, Sydney, who has taken a Christmas stopover from her worldwide travels to share this happy holiday with us. Welcome.
Welcome.
Wow.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. Actually, it's a Christmas tradition that the guest of honor give the holiday toast.
Tradition.
Yeah, it's
oh,
No,
that's not a thing, is it?
No, you'll be fine. Oh, no, it's fine.
Sure you are. You gave the speech on the airplane, remember?
Jonathan smirks and points at Leah.
Okay. Here we go. Good evening, I'm Sydney, and on behalf of the entire cooking crew, welcome. Tonight we'll be dining at an altitude of, what is Chicago, 600 feet? 600? Tonight we'll be dining at an altitude of 600 feet. So, please be sure to turn off all portable electronic devices and safely stowed beneath the table until after dinner.
Boy with tablet.
Thank you. And may we give thanks for this amazing dinner, and thank you and all of you really for inviting me to be a part tonight. Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay.
Well done.
Good job.
Cheers. Well done. You guys didn't call me Johnny for years, and all of a sudden, I'm like, those two things.
So, Sydney is super nice.
Oh, I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
She looks up at Jonathan.
Cute. Mm-hmm. And, beautiful, right? She's just gorgeous.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, Leah sure seems to like her a lot.
Leah really likes her.
Yeah.
Look.
Huh. good.
We're just helping each other out. Okay. And then she's leaving on Christmas.
Okay.
And you know my life is complicated enough already.
Well, there's always time for more.
More what? Whipped cream?
Yes.
He holds it up to her face.
I agree.
You know, I don't know why I bother, because you're just going to do the opposite of everything I tell you anyway.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
I'm doing it right now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
You would be wrapped in burlap or something.
Mm-hmm. Apparently your family is my brain trust.
Oh, we are in serious trouble.
No, I'm not even kidding. Your dad found something in the photograph that we missed. Show him, Tom.
All right. Hey, look closely in the background there, John. Those trees aren't cut, they're growing.
Oh, meaning?
Well, it's not a Christmas tree lot, it's a Christmas tree farm. There's not a lot of those around. There used to be one out on Route 31, right by Fox Lake.
I remember that place. Oh, it was lovely.
Oh, well, I guess we all better turn in early. Looks like somebody's going on a Christmas road trip tomorrow.
Better wear something warm.
Oh.
Linda?
I have it.
I have just the solution.
Oh, and now you're just like one of the family. Oh, for me to take? Oh, my gosh.
And you better wear.
She raises her brows and tucks her hair back. Jonathan smirks and nods. Numerous tall, narrow Christmas trees strung with various colors of lights. The Fairmont Hotel exterior. Sydney looks at a laptop in softly lit room. Types in search bar.
Pizza.
Clicks search.
Let's see. Ah.
Chicago Stories.
Chicago Stories.
Pizza blog.
Best pizza place in town. There we go. Cute.
She scrolls through the blog. Jonathan and Leah eat pizza together in a photo. Now daytime, hundreds of snow-capped evergreens line an unmarked road on which Jonathan drives.
Classic dad, he marked the route on the map.
Oh,
love it.
Yep. Are you sure about this place? Because it seems kind of far away from the city.
Call it a reporter's hunch.
Okay. Hey, I read some of your columns online last night. They were really fun. My favorite one was the one where you and Leah are trying to chase down the best cheesesteaks.
Oh, yeah. That column's just sent us off on all these great adventures. I mean, we look for the best amusement parks, paintball ranges, and, of course, the best pizza.
Hmm. So is Chicago pizza really better than any place else in the world?
Jonathan looks at her, then back at the road.
Okay, I'm kidding.
Oh, those are fighting words.
I bet.
Yeah.
Anyway, your columns were great. Especially the ones with Leah. They're really sweet. You're a good dad.
Well, I try. It's not easy. I'm usually out of my depth. Honestly. Most of the time I just feel like a juggler in a three-ring circus.
I get it. Well, sorry to complicate things, you know?
Oh, no, I'm not complaining. You're helping me deliver 800 words by Friday.
And how many do you have so far?
Just one. Help.
He smiles. She does the same.
Okay. Fox Lake.
Oh.
Yeah, we just have a couple miles up past the next turn.
A couple miles, you say?
Mm-hmm.
He turns up the volume on the car radio. They pass a sign with text, Christmas trees 1 mile. A sign overhead reads Fox Lake Christmas Tree Farm.
Oh, wow. This is just like out of a storybook.
Hey, Sydney. Look at that. That fits within our timeline. Mm-hmm.
They walk through the farm.
Aww.
Oh, man.
Look at this little kid.
Girl pulled on sled.
We'll be right with you, folks. Just 3 days of Christmas. Things get awful busy. Feel free to browse. Thank you.
Hey. Oh, my goodness. Look at these little guys.
Grabs pine cones.
My mom used to collect these every winter, and we would make little Santa ornaments out of them to hang on the tree.
I'd like to see you make a Santa ornament out of these little pine cones.
Gosh, I haven't thought about that in so long.
Oh, Polly calling.
Text on her phone.
Let's see. No open jump seats. Oh, my friend at the airline is going to keep trying.
Excuse me, ma'am. Tree farm is a no-touch zone. Put that away.
Can I help you folks find a tree?
No, but actually you can help us find something else.
Yes, we were wondering if there was ever a guy named Steve Calder who worked here. It's, for a newspaper article.
I wish I could help you, but lots of kids worked here through the years over Christmas. I can't remember them all.
Well, it's like from 30 years ago, and he was a college kid.
It's this guy.
He would have been a senior that year at Northwestern.
My son went to Northwestern.
Really?
I remember that kid. Yeah, my son played college hockey with him, and some of the team helped here one Christmas.
You sure that's him?
I think I remember a kid that determined. He had a sprained ankle, but helped anyway. Your dad, huh? I see the resemblance.
He smiles. Sydney smiles at him and Jonathan, who smiles back as she brings her shoulders up her neck. A child pulls a young girl in a sled.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. No, really.
Nonsense. You're practically family.
Well, thank you very much. This is laughing boy. Oh, you want to help me?
Sure. Yeah, I got it.
Wow. Well, my dad worked at a Christmas tree farm. Who knew? I guess that means I have to take back everything that I said about your investigative reporting.
Well, apology accepted, since you gave me a new paragraph for my column. And, oh, a pocket full of these cute little pine cones.
And I learned something else about investigative reporting.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard work. I'm starving.
Oh, well, first let's pick up Leah, because I know just the place.
Really? Hmm.
Carousel spin. A small miniature roller coaster. Two trampolines. A pizza restaurant. They sit inside.
Well, we deserve the break. And you're brushing up on your Italian so you can translate the menu for us. I wasn't gonna let you get away with anything less than deep dish up your little joke.
Clearly.
Sydney, if you get that job, how far away is Rome anyway?
It's pretty far in miles, but only 11 hours by plane. Anyway, that's kind of a long shot. But this pizza is a fantastico.
Leah takes a bite.
I can't believe you never had this before.
Hmm. Not like this.
How's this week compare to your usual Christmas adventures?
She nods.
Hey, great, actually. Yeah, I just wish I could be more helpful with figuring out more of the story, you know?
Oh, no, no. That's on me. I have to be a better reporter. Okay, so your mom's photo.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got there?
I guess I just always thought it was taken at a ballet, you know, because she's wearing the leotard and there's like the Nutcracker in the background. And
what else can you tell me about her? I mean, I don't mean to pry, but I got my reporter hat on.
Mom, she loved music and to dance. And my grandparents always told me that she also loved to travel. She always wanted to go to the Sydney Opera House, hence my name.
Hey, maybe your parents' paths crossed at the ballet.
He raises brows.
Maybe.
She nods.
Although, I really can't imagine my dad as a dancer.
No? Maybe I can ask the theater critic down at the paper if he can dig up any programs from some Nutcracker performance from that year, or I don't know. Oh, shoot. Wait, we're late.
What?
Family emergency. I'm hosting cookie decorating at my house tonight. That can be your dessert.
Rubs hands.
Our? Oh, no, no, no. There is no way I am crashing more of your Christmas plans. You can just drop me off at the hotel, seriously.
I'm not going to eat those cookies by myself.
Leah smiles at her.
Really? Are you sure?
He's sure and I'm sure. Let's go.
Daytime, the outside of Jonathan's large two-story house. Inside, stockings hang over a live fireplace.
This looks fantastic, Jonathan.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thanks, Mom.
He takes a bite of the cookie.
Wow, delicious.
Looking good.
Sydney looks up at him with a grin.
Okay, kids, whoever wants to lick the bowls, get in the kitchen pronto. Whoa,
Leah, is there a cookie underneath all those sprinkles?
Only way to know is to try it.
Leah, you are the Frida Kahlo of frosting and the Van Gogh of vanilla.
What does that mean?
It means that your cookies are, without question, the very best.
You look like you're enjoying yourself.
By the way, I left word at the newspaper in case there's any new info on the ballet.
I thought you said you don't do a traditional Christmas.
Oh. Who knew?
Who knew?
I guess if you can't beat them, join them, right?
Indeed.
Why don't you do some decorating yourself?
What, is that a challenge?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Have a seat.
Okay. You're a reindeer guy. Oh, a boot. You're going to go the boot? You trying to copy me?
Yeah, well, I figure it's a direct comparison.
Oh, no. I have a bad feeling about this.
Me too.
But... is your dad good at this?
Oh.
Yeah, I can use all the help I can get.
Can I borrow some red icing, please?
Yes, you may.
Don't worry. Here he goes. Got it going on.
All right. What do you think?
I think it looks yummy. But I need to know for sure.
Who's my judge?
You're a sweet girl. That's what you have.
Take it easy. We gotta save some of those for Christmas morning.
Daddy?
Yeah?
Sydney isn't going to be here on Christmas morning. And what if someone has a gift for her?
Jonathan looks at her.
You are so sweet. And not just because you're covered in icing. But you don't have to worry about me, okay?
What do you say we give some presents out tomorrow night? Christmas Eve. Eve, right? Start a new tradition.
Sounds great.
Jonathan, can you help me with the dishes?
Yeah, I got this.
Sydney, want to make a snowman outside?
I might be a little rusty, but it's Christmas time, so what do you say? Let's go.
They step outside.
Let's make a snowman 10 feet tall.
Oh, or we could make a snow kid that's like about your height. What do you think about that?
Let's go.
Okay.
Leah on her knees in the snow. Sydney does the same. Jonathan puts cookie plate on dining room table set for 10. With a smile, he walks to a living room window and nods as Sydney and his daughter build the snowman together. His sister approaches.
Oh no!
Kids are ready for a Christmas film fest.
Okay. I just want to give her a couple more minutes.
She shapes snowman.
I haven't seen Leah this happy in a while.
Yeah, she and Sydney are having a lot of fun.
I think you have too. It's the first Christmas in a while I've seen you this happy.
Yeah, we've been having a pretty great week.
Look, you're doing an amazing job with Leah. You always put her first. But maybe it's time you thought about yourself again to seize the day.
My day is seized. In between the bake sales and the brownies and the birthday parties, I don't have room for more.
When was the last time you went on a date? Last Christmas?
Look, I appreciate the sisterly advice, but...
but you don't want it.
He nods.
Exactly.
He glances at her with squinted eyes. Snowball fight. Snow angels.
I haven't done this since... wow. Since I was probably about your age.
Like 10 years ago.
Yes, exactly that. No, I think it was a little longer than that.
Sydney?
Yeah?
Are sky angels like snow angels?
That's a really good question. All I know is that they're both really beautiful, whether they're in the snow or up in the clouds. And I'm an expert in the clouds because I spend almost half my life up there.
Hey, Leah. Cousins are starting the Christmas movies, hon.
Ooh, I hope they remember the caramel popcorn.
They embrace.
Thank you. Ah! What are you doing to my angels?
Leah runs inside.
Looks like you guys are having some fun.
Yes, I couldn't have asked for better Christmas chaperones for this week.
Hey, I heard from my editor, your folks didn't show up in any of the Nutcracker programs.
That was a long shot.
And they're not in the archives either, so back to square one.
That's okay.
She nods.
I just made a snow angel, so that is giving me a pretty big sense of accomplishment right now.
Sister emerges.
Johnny, the kids want me to watch movies with them. You two mind finishing up the dishes?
Sure, yeah, we're on it.
They enter.
And nice work today.
Really getting into that holiday spirit, I see.
They do dishes.
I am. I'm actually having a great time.
Yeah, those snow angels are sharp. You know your
stuff.
I was impressed. We were all impressed.
It's funny, you know, like Christmas just brings back so many happy memories for me. Some that are sweet as well.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, this past week, Leah's been so happy, you know? And I don't think that the caroling and the cookies are just fun. I think that they're also giving her this sense of stability and normalcy that she really has been needing.
I understand.
And if I'm being honest, I don't think I'm being such a great dad all the time. I'm always on a call or a deadline and trying to be this ace columnist and this perfect dad, and I'm probably just floundering at both.
That is so not true. Are you kidding? Just look at the evidence.
The evidence?
What a great kid you have.
He raises brows.
You know what? I have to thank you.
For what?
For inviting me to be a part of all of this. And I have a confession to make, but dinner around a table definitely beats room service.
They both smile.
I guess I just forgot, like, how much fun Christmas can be.
She looks up at him. He looks down and nods as they continue to wash.
Sorry.
Let's do this.
Here, did you?
Here, I'll wash. You dry.
Okay.
Sure.
She grins. He dries as she washes festive dishes.
Hey, Jonathan, Sydney, come here. We've got something.
Oh.
Okay. Let's go check. Give me that.
No.
Come on. Hey.
She laughs. Outside of Jonathan's house.
Okay, so tech wizard that I am, I managed to scan in the photos at a higher resolution. Now take a look. That's not a ballet outfit she's wearing.
Could be an ice skating.
Wait, at a Nutcracker performance?
Oh, no. Take a look at the background here. You see, that Nutcracker figure is the same one they have at the Christmas display every year at City Park.
I know exactly where that is. It's just by the ice rink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, of course. I mean, it makes really good sense. She loved skating.
We're getting warmer here. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go check it out tomorrow, right?
Thanks. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I'm going to head back to the hotel for now. But thank you, Leah.
I had so much fun playing with you today. Thank you so much, sweet girl.
I hope you don't mind, but I've been praying for bad weather.
Why?
To keep your hair longer, of course.
Come here. Thank you. I'm going to see you tomorrow, though, okay? You walk me out?
Yeah, okay.
Sydney and Leah leave as the others remain in the office. Massive skyscrapers loom over the city at nighttime.
Lesson 10. Ciao and che modo è la stazione?
In her hotel bed, she answers her phone.
Carrie! Hi! Where are you?
Tulsa just landed, but the better question is where are you? Still in Chicago?
Merrily marooned.
So, are you still flying out on Christmas Day?
As far as I know. 3 more days to feast on Christmas cookies. Unless, of course, my flights get canceled.
So, how are things going?
Having a surprisingly good time being stranded in Chicago.
Doing what exactly?
Well, today, we made Christmas cookies. And I made a snow angel.
You made a snow angel.
You should try it sometime. It's actually quite fun.
Just tell me this. In this little Chicago Christmas scenario,
is there a guy involved, perhaps?
Wags finger.
No, there's not.
I mean, there's a guy, but it's not like that. His name is Jonathan. Mostly, I've just been hanging out with his family for, like, the last 3 days.
I knew it! You're falling for him, too. I can hear it in your voice.
No, I am not. I'm not falling for anybody. I'm not even looking to fall. And neither is he. How's the weather in Tulsa?
Apparently not as warm as in Chicago.
Listen, I'm going to be landing in O'Hare late tomorrow night.
On my way home for Christmas, do you want to maybe grab a Christmas mocha?
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
Okay, I'll give you a shout.
Okay. Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Waves goodbye. She picks up a cookie. Christmas tree.
Green one.
Outside Jonathan's house.
Our next stop in our Christmas quest. Christmas tree farm.
He sips from a red reindeer mug.
Where, among the pines, we discovered
an empty plate.
That's covered, Dad.
Leah brings in another large plate full of iced gingerbread cookies.
Another breadcrumb in our search.
He sits at laptop and eats another cookie. He and Leah look at each other and smile.
Wow, look at this. Your family comes through again. There's our nutcrackers.
There's our ice rink.
So whoever took my mom's photograph must have been standing up on that gazebo, right?
We don't know the whole story, but pretty sure your mom skated on that rink.
I guess skating ran in the family, because my grandma always made me take skating lessons growing up.
They sure look like they're having fun.
Oh, do they? I mean, we are here at an ice rink, right? It would be a shame for us not to give it a try.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea.
Come on, Daddy.
What's the matter? Are you afraid of a little Christmas adventure?
Well, I don't think afraid is a strong enough word.
I think we should do it. Yeah? Let's go.
You're in.
Okay.
Come on!
Jonathan follows, hands in pockets. As Leah and Sydney skate, Jonathan nearly falls behind them.
Wow. What are you, a professional skater?
He's coming back to me!
Literally skating circles around me.
Not really.
Look at you, monkey. You're doing great.
Auntie Robin thinks I might even be ready for hockey soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Auntie Robin. Looks like skating runs in your family.
Yeah, you know, one of my very first memories was my mom taking me to the ice rink. She put me in between her legs and spin me around. We always used to have so much fun.
Ah, it's great material. I'd take notes, but I'm afraid I'd faceplant.
Can we take a selfie?
Yeah, you want to take a selfie?
Just be careful the other skaters.
Okay, assuming I can stop.
Takes his hand.
Yeah, careful.
Are you ready? There we go.
Stomping.
Got it.
Yeah.
Good job, Dad.
Good job, Dad. Okay, check this out.
Woo! Well, now you're rubbing it in.
She licks teeth and smiles.
Aw, you know what? The sun's about to set. Do you want to go up and check out the view from the gazebo?
Oh, get out of these skates? Yes, please.
Let's go!
Kits and hats, coats, scarves and gloves run together past a gazebo. Jonathan, Leah and Sydney step inside. A large Christmas tree in the center of the gazebo.
Wow. Yeah, look at that. The view is just like from the photograph.
Yeah.
Do you think my dad could have been the one to stand here and take that photo of my mom?
This angle? Well, I think you might be right.
Jonathan and Sydney watch kids and adults throw snowballs at each other. As she watches, Jonathan looks over at her.
Daddy, listen. Dance?
Oh.
My pleasure.
Leah takes his hands and they dance by the tree with a smile. Sydney raises her phone to record the moment. He twirls Leah in a circle. She puts the phone back in her pocket.
Nice.
Okay, Sydney, now your turn.
Oh, I'm good, Sydney.
Dance, you guys!
Pulls her arm.
Hey, monkey.
She rubs her nose with a smile, then wraps her arm around him.
Hey.
They slowly dance. She smiles over his shoulder. Leah sits in the gazebo and watches them with a smile. She leans her head against his and shuts her eyes as they dance. Kids continue to throw snowballs. A nutcracker guides the stairway Leah runs past.
Haha, she's having fun.
You know, it's funny. These past several days have sort of felt like finding an unopened Christmas present in the closet and getting to take a peek inside.
He raises brows.
When other kids at school would talk about their parents, it would always make me wonder about my own. I mean, even though my grandparents would talk about my folks all the time, I guess I always felt sort of like a puzzle with a missing piece.
Well, I wish my reporting skills were better. We haven't figured out how they actually met yet.
No.
She shakes head.
Even if we only know part of their Christmas story, I feel like there's a silver lining.
What do you mean?
I only have a couple of photographs of my parents and my memories, but I never imagined I would be able to actually stand in their footsteps and feel so close to them at Christmas.
And do you?
Yeah, I do.
She nods.
And all while having a blast at the same time.
Kids play.
Whoa, you should see this town at New Year's.
Well, stranger things have happened. I mean, I never even expected to be here for this long.
He looks at her. She looks at Gazebo.
It's interesting to think about how many happy memories this gazebo is probably seeing.
He gazes into her eyes.
You never know when a new one might happen.
She smiles and nods. Snowball hits him.
Oh!
Leah throws more.
It wasn't quite the memory I was thinking of.
Me either!
That's it.
Oh!
It's off!
Snowball fight!
They all make snowballs.
Leah! Let's flank your dad!
I don't know what that means! Let's do it!
It means that you get him from your side and I'll get him from mine!
Oh, I'm so scared.
The two girls tackle Jonathan in a pile of snow. They throw numerous snowballs at close range while they have him pinned. A large Christmas tree built onto the exterior corner of a multi-story building. Sydney walks down the street with a smile. A man dressed as Santa Claus rings a bell by a donation bucket. Sydney turns around and walks to an outdoor vendor.
Hi, how are you? Can I get one coffee, please?
Sure.
Thank you so much. Keep the change.
She carries the coffee to Santa Claus.
Hello, sir. You look like you could use a little warming up.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. This will sure hit the spot. You certainly have the Christmas spirit.
Yes, I do.
She laughs. She walks to a storefront and inspects the wares in the window with a smile. She walks in the entrance and looks around. Teapots and salt and pepper shakers in a cabinet.
Hi. May I help you?
Hi, yes. There's a little guardian angel necklace in the window.
That's our display, but I have one right here.
Yes, perfect. I know someone who would love that for Christmas.
And I have a nice box that'll go in.
Great. And I just need one other gift.
You looking for anything special?
I'm not really great at picking out Christmas presents.
Well, over here we have a lovely vintage mahogany washboard. It's very popular.
Yeah, I'm no Mrs. Claus, but I'm pretty sure it's not his style, if you know what I mean. Oh, I like the typewriters, though. Those are nice. I don't know, maybe that'll just remind him too much of work.
How about I let you browse around on your own? Some people just shop better solo.
Okay, thank you.
He walks away. She walks around the shop. She grabs a small wooden music box and opens it. Inside, a Christmas tree with numerous gifts. She wears black leather gloves with gold studs. She smiles at the music box as she holds it. Jonathan's house aglow at nighttime. Nutcrackers and Christmas trees on either side of his front yard. Leah makes a Santa Claus ornament out of a pine cone.
Sydney, look at my pine cone Santa I made. He's perfect.
Yeah, they did turn out pretty well, didn't they? Here's another one ready for the tree.
So glad you remembered.
I know. I guess it's sort of like riding a bike or playing the piano, huh? Though I did refresh my memory by watching a couple of online craft videos.
They look great.
Yeah, they do. Next step, perching it on the tree. Shall we?
Great.
The ladies put the pinecone Santas in the tree. Leah puts two right beside each other. Sydney smiles.
What do you think?
Perfect. Daddy, come see the ornaments we made.
Jonathan on his laptop.
There's too many great choices. I'm going to pick three photos from my column.
Oh, I guess that's going to be between you and your editor. How's the word count going?
Well,
Somehow my writer's block melted away. Just gonna figure out how this ends.
And when is it gonna be published?
Well, if my editor signs off tomorrow night, Christmas Eve. Wow. Is there anywhere in the world that you haven't been?
Of course, plenty of places. I do like to take a couple of shots of every new place I go.
Sydney looks at laptop.
Wow, those are terrific.
That's Machu Picchu, one of the most amazing places ever. And that's the Great Wall of China. The pyramids, of course.
Of course.
And Mount Fuji, Japan.
All right, this is embarrassing. I've barely been anywhere. You've seen so much of the world.
Aww. Don't sell yourself short. Chicago is like, it's a whole world in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan smiles at her. She looks toward family room.
Besides, I mean, look at what you have. You have such a great life. And a truly wonderful family.
She smiles at him.
Nah. Nope.
He shakes head.
I mean, we're pretty crazy, look, but pretty terrific.
Hey, you two. We're opening some early Christmas gifts. Come join us.
Linda leaves. Phone lights up.
Oops. Carrie's texting me. She wants me to call her. She's going to be passing through O'Hare.
Oh, yeah? Well, she's in town. Tell her to come by. The more, the merrier.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thanks.
He gazes upon her.
Jonathan, Sydney, come here. We've got something.
We're coming. You know what? I'll just call her after the presents.
They enter the room.
Come sit, Sydney. Our guest of honor goes first.
I cannot believe that you guys got me anything. You have already been so very generous.
Nonsense. You're like family to us. And since you won't be here at Christmas time, we'll each open a present early.
Okay. Thank you.
Hands her a gift.
What do I got? Luggage tags. Perfect.
We all wanted to make sure that you knew where to find us.
I love them, and I will treasure them always. Thank you.
Leah, this one's for you.
She hands Leah a gift. She opens it. A small angel necklace in a gift box.
Oh.
I saw it and thought of you the very first moment that I did. So now you can have an angel right next to your heart.
Thank you, Sydney. I love it.
I'm so glad, sweet girl.
Tears in Jonathan's eyes.
And this one is technically for both of you.
Oh.
Leah sits beside her dad.
A box! Open it.
Christmas tree inside.
Look!
Get it? Like your ringtone.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's perfect. Thanks.
Inside joke. Yeah. I get the inside joke.
Oh, and Sydney. Dad and I have one more gift for you.
You do?
Yes.
Aww.
She opens.
What in the world can it be?
A handmade photo frame of the three of them outside together.
Wow. Guys, that is so beautiful.
So you'll remember us, wherever you are.
Come here.
They embrace.
Thank you. I love it. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Ah, it's Carrie calling me again. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Can you please excuse me? I have to take this.
Yeah.
She's been calling all day.
Sydney steps outside on the phone.
Care?
Oh, Sydney, I've been calling you for hours.
I know, I'm sorry. I just got caught up in a little bit of holiday fun.
I'm just relieved I've got you now.
How are you? Where are you? How are your travel plans shaping up?
Never mind my travel plans. Let's talk about yours.
What do you mean?
My friend in HR said you got it.
What? I got what?
You got Rome.
I did? Wait, I got Rome? I can't even believe that.
Well, you better start to believe it. Check your email.
Oh, wow. Rome.
I don't even know what to say.
Well,
let's just say it's everything you ever wanted.
Hello?
Yeah. No, I'm here.
Are you saying you're not gonna grab it?
No, I guess I have to think about it, you know? Okay, you work for 10 years for this, and then you get it,
and then you want more time? You learned Italian for this, Sid.
No, I know. I think it's just such a surprise, you know?
Okay, listen, I land in Chicago late tonight. Let's meet up in the hotel lobby tomorrow and chat before you catch your flight, okay?
Hey, I gotta go. I'm gonna call you back later, though, okay? I promise.
You better.
Sydney hangs up. Text, Rome job. Hey, so about that Rome job. We need someone right away. If you could make it here for Christmas, I think you'll be a shoo-in. Nothing is final yet, so don't go packing your bags just yet, but hopefully those Italian lessons have been paying off, huh? He approaches her.
Hi.
Hi.
So, you got Rome. Sorry. I overheard your conversation.
That's okay. It's not definite yet. But they need someone to fill in pretty fast, and they said that I'm basically a shoo-in for the job if I can just get there by Christmas.
That's great.
Yes.
Well, congratulations. I know you really wanted it.
Thank you.
She smiles and nods.
It's just, I guess getting the news right now feels like a little overwhelming.
She swallows and looks deep into his eyes. He gazes back at her.
So, you're off then?
I have to leave tomorrow.
She nods.
Daddy, Sydney, are you coming back in here?
He looks over at her. She looks down, then sighs and smiles.
I should probably get back to my hotel.
All right.
She nods.
Okay.
They look at each other with slight smiles.
Thank you for everything.
She smiles and walks away. He looks down with a frown. Jonathan's house at daytime. Jonathan works at laptop. Leah slides in.
Whoa, where's the fire?
I just can't believe Christmas Eve is tonight.
Yes, it is. Oh, we have to hang some stockings soon.
We are going to see Sydney again, aren't we?
I hope so. But we have Christmas to prepare for.
I thought she wasn't leaving until Christmas Day. She doesn't like us anymore?
Oh, no, no. It's not like that.
So why did she leave early?
Sometimes someone comes into your life and they can't stay for long, but it doesn't mean that they don't have an impact.
What's an impact?
It means we're gonna remember her.
I'm going to miss her.
I know.
Rubs her back.
Will she be okay?
I think so. Why?
She's traveling all by herself.
He looks at her and smiles. He holds her by the shoulder and kisses her temple.
Voy andare al manicomio.
No, Lorenzo, I don't really feel like going to the market.
Cosa stai facendo?
No, I am not avoiding things.
Voy andare al mercato?
She closes the laptop and packs her things. The UG taglia made beneath the Christmas sweater that was given to her by Jonathan's family. She picks up the tag. She shakes her head and smiles, then packs it in her bag. She walks over to a corded telephone on the entertainment center.
Hello?
We have visitors down at reception.
I do? Okay, I'll be right down.
She hangs up, then smiles. She exits the elevator and wrings her hands.
Sydney!
Sydney lights up with a smile and embraces her.
Leah reminded me that you're still in our care for a few more hours, so I want to make sure our unaccompanied grown-up was packed and ready for her trip.
Almost.
She nods.
My flight's in a few hours. How's your column going?
All done.
That's great.
Thank you, Sydney, for everything.
Looks down at Leah.
It was the best Christmas gift of all. You were assigned to look after Leah.
What time's your flight?
It's at 7 p.m. So if you look up in the sky around 7:15 and you see a plane overhead, just know that I'll be waving down at you, okay?
So you're flying Christmas Eve?
Yes, I am. But I think I'm in pretty good company because if I remember correctly, somebody else flies on Christmas Eve. It's
Santa.
Oh yeah.
Santa, yeah. And if I see him, I am going to put in a very good word for you.
Leah smiles. Sydney and Jonathan look at each other. She tightens her lips and raises her shoulders.
Sorry, I'm not really good at saying goodbye.
Then, let's say in Italian. Arrivederci.
She rolls her eyes. He looks at her. She kneels down and embraces the girl. She pets her hair and looks up at Jonathan. She releases Leah.
Arrivederci, beautiful.
They smile at each other. Leah wears a burgundy patterned Christmas scarf. At a snow park, a person goes down a slide in an inner tube. A face painter draws on Leah's cheek. Leah smiles and waves to her dad as the artist finishes up. Jonathan waves back. She points to her cheek art. Jonathan's sister approaches.
Hey, you okay?
Oh yeah, I'm fine.
Sure about that?
Well, if I told you the truth, you'd just say I told you so.
No, I won't, I promise. Let me guess, it's about Sydney? Come on, I'll buy an eggnog.
They walk together.
Thanks for not saying I told you so.
I don't care about being right. I just want you to be happy.
I know.
Hi. She's really leaving, huh?
Yeah, she got offered her dream job in Rome.
Uh-huh. And she took it?
Yeah.
He accepts coffee cup.
Did you tell her how you felt?
Let's say I do tell her how I feel. And let's say she feels the same way. I don't know if Leah's ready.
Leah or you? Maybe you're the one who's up in the air. But to be happy, you have to be ready to finally move on in life. Are you?
Oh, this is Sydney. That's my editor. Hey there. Oh.
She sips.
Thank you. Thanks. Merry Christmas.
News?
Shakes his head.
She loved the column.
Great.
Yeah. Can you watch Leah this afternoon?
Sure, why?
Well, the column's done, but I promised Sydney that I'd find out how our parents met, and I haven't done that yet.
Okay. Sounds good. Leah! Come on, let's go.
She walks to Leah. Jonathan sighs. His breath fogs up in the chilly winter air. In flight attendant uniform, Sydney walks out of an elevator with her luggage. She passes a Christmas tree as she finds a seat in the lobby. She removes her purse from her shoulder and sits it beside her. She looks at the Christmas tree. It has gold and red ornaments, gold sparkly pine cones, and warm yellow strands of lights. She reaches into her purse and grabs the framed photo of herself, Leah and Jonathan as they smile outside. Carrie enters the lobby through a revolving door.
Sydney, there you are.
Carrie.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I got in at midnight. I slept like a log. What do you say we grab some peppermint mochas and then head to the airport?
Sure. I could use a sympathetic ear.
You got it.
Sydney touches Carrie's arm and they leave. Outside, Jonathan walks over to the gazebo where he and Sydney dance together. He holds a paper in his hands. He opens up the paper. Two photos, one of Sydney's mom and one of her father, with evergreen trees in the background and blue skies above.
Okay, Sydney. 10 more minutes.
Hawking.
He shuts the papers, then walks to the annual Christmas pairs skating competition sign. Couples sit together.
Excuse me. Hey, did they say hockey's gonna take the ice?
Just for a couple of hours. Christmas pairs competition is tonight.
Oh. How long have they been doing that competition?
For as long as I can remember.
He nods and makes a call on his cell phone.
Hey, it's Jonathan Features. Can I talk to Jeremy in archives?
Thanks.
Hey, Jeremy, we need to look through archives again. It's a long shot, but I got a hunch. Look, I know it's Christmas Eve. I'll head down there myself.
He hangs up and walks. Carrie and Sydney in lobby.
I know you've had a whirlwind week, but Rome will be a whole new chapter for you, right?
Yes. I hope so.
I mean, and one thing you never have to think about ever again is jet lag every time you want to see somewhere new in Europe or Africa, because you'll just be one or two time zones away.
That's why I love you. You always know how to cheer me up. It's my pleasure.
And, you know, I get it. Jonathan sounds like a really great guy.
Yes.
She looks away.
Oh, speaking of, I think his article might be out by now.
Ooh.
Oh, so exciting. A Christmas story.
Carrie looks up.
Oh, your cab's here. Oh. Send it to me, okay?
I will.
They stand and embrace.
I'm so excited for you. Promise you'll come see me?
Of course.
Soon?
That's a given.
You better.
Sydney gathers her things and exits the lobby.
For most folks, the days up till Christmas are about searching for trees, treats, and gifts. But for one hometown girl, it was a different kind of search. For a Christmas story of her own. A search to discover how her parents, Steve and Josephine, met one Chicago Christmas a long time ago. Now, while we may never know the story of how Steven and Josephine met, they will always be a part of Sydney's Christmas story and the memories we found along the way. Our Christmas memories are like lights on the tree. Each one that lights up illuminates a moment of happiness past and happiness future. And these are the lights that guide us home.
At nighttime, Jonathan sits at gazebo and watches the hockey game in the distance. Numerous people gather around the skating rink to watch as players dressed in red and green compete. Jonathan smiles at the scene. In the taxi, Sydney checks her phone. She reads the article with a faint smile as car lights glare behind her and the ride jostles on a bumpy road. A massive LED string light Christmas tree. Jonathan walks past lanterns on the ground with an envelope in his hands. He sighs and his breath freezes in the chilly air. The hockey players exit the rink as the game concludes. He looks up as three lights of an airplane flicker overhead. Sydney stands behind him as he looks up at the plane.
Jonathan?
He turns.
Sydney, you're supposed to be at 35,000 feet up there.
Yeah, but I'm here. Why are you here?
I came to take a peek at the pair skating. We're having it tonight.
Jonathan, I read your column. And loved it. Especially the ending.
She looks down.
May I?
Sure.
Our search ended atop a gazebo where countless others have stood. Gazing out at this city, twinkling with a million memories and moments. And maybe that's a gift in itself.
Tears in his eyes.
Thank you.
She clutches her phone to her chest and he smiles.
I had to come back here and see the gazebo one last time.
He nods.
The thing is, I've been to so many amazing places, and I guess I never expected to feel such a special connection with just one place. And I do. This is home.
She nods.
Sydney, can I tell you something? The thing about reporters is we never give up. And I did some digging and I found something.
Found what?
It's a Christmas gift for you. A story, actually. About a young woman who loves to skate. And she would practice right here at this very rink. But one year when she came to rehearse for the Christmas Pairs competition, her partner canceled. She was so disappointed because, after all, dancing was her passion on the ice and off.
Come on.
But a hockey player saw her on that gazebo. He worked at a Christmas tree for him. And he was exhausted at the end of the day, but he saw how much it meant to her, so he volunteered to be her skating partner. Now, he wasn't much of a dancer. But he knew the ice. And with her help, after a couple weeks, they skated circles around the competition.
No.
Even a sprained ankle didn't stop him from winning the competition and from falling in love.
How do you know all of this?
It's all in this article that my associate and I dug up in the archives. I was going to mail it to Rome. It ran as a human interest story in the paper with a little background on how your folks met. First names only, that's why it didn't show up earlier. Josephine and Steve.
Wow.
Tears in her eyes.
Mom and Dad. Jonathan, this is the best Christmas present that you could ever give me.
Well, I'm glad you like it. But I'm sorry.
For what?
Well, now I've made you miss two flights.
She smiles and shakes head, eyes shut.
This is one plane I am so not sorry to miss. And you know, Chicago is a hub. And a great home base for adventures.
Are you sure? Nobody's ever confused Chicago with Rome.
No, they haven't. But you may not know this, but the pizza's top-notch here.
That's true.
And if it's Chicago, then it'll be like coming home.
Would you like to hang out with Leah and I this evening?
Drink eggnog? Sing some carols? Unless you've got other plans.
Nothing would make me happier.
He leans in toward her as he looks at her lips. They slowly kiss each other. They part their lips and press their foreheads together. She smiles at him as snow begins to fall around them. They both grin as snowflakes fall on their heads and coats. He takes her by the hand as a couple skates in unison in the distance. They pause on tiptoe with hands held, look at each other and smile as Jonathan and Sydney walk away. A large Ferris wheel in the center of the park flashes with red lights at nighttime.